Hello and welcome to another episode of Sunparks Podcasts. My name is Pokela Lebeya. Today we are joined by Mr. Richard Sori, Section Ranger for Kingfisher's Parade in the Kruger National Park, to talk about the work they do for Sunparks as rangers in the upcoming Tusker's Quest project. Mr. Richard, thank you for taking time to speak to Sunparks Podcasts. So can you please tell us about yourself? Who is Richard Sori and what do you do in the Kruger National Park?
Richard's a section ranger. I always wanted to be a section ranger in the park. I've come to the park every single year of my life. I'm 46 now. I visited this park for 46 years, 20-something as a tourist, and then in the late 90s I joined as a trails ranger, and I was a trails ranger for a couple of years in the park. And then everything came to fruition in 2002. I was appointed as a section ranger in Kruger at Kingfisher Sprite, and I've been there ever since.
You've held that position from 2002?
Today, yeah. Okay. I've been there. It's a very dynamic section. There's a lot of challenges and interesting wildlife management challenges, and I'm passionate about wildlife management challenges and getting to the bottom of it to make it work, which today requires a lot of holistic thinking towards the problems and that. And how did I get involved in this Tusker project? I've got a passion for the big elephant of Kruger. I've been looking at them. I can think back. I saw Shao when he was alive.
Yes.
I saw Shingwedzi when he was alive as a tourist. And I've always been passionate about big elephant. I'm fascinated with understanding the age of these ellies related to the tusk weights and just getting a better understanding of ellies in the Kruger context and the magnificent genetics that we've got.
Yes. So what are the challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis as a ranger in Sunparks?
Well, these days our biggest challenge is basically protecting the park. And in my case, it's the rhino poaching scourge, which just occupies almost all of our time.
Yes.
But as we've seen in the last year or so, the elephant issue is becoming a reality in the north of the park, and that requires the same sort of thinking. So we've got to protect this place. We haven't got a rhino poaching problem, we've got a people problem, because the benefit that comes out of Kruger Park, basically extending into the communities and up to the escarpment, the whole of the lowveld of Kruger Park, of the lowveld, is a wildlife economy. Bar mining and citrus, and everyone else is reliant on the wildlife. And so we've got to solve that problem as soon as possible. And that's what we do on a daily basis, is ground level, trying to detect and track down and arrest the poacher.
Okay. So do you need any formal training or qualification to become a ranger?
You probably need many. There are many skills out there, but the best way to become a ranger is actually to become a field guide first.
Yes.
Where you get out there and you've got to learn your subject. You've got to learn your trees, birds, your grasses, understand a bit of geology, just learn as much as you can about the natural system. And from there, you will generally pick up or be taught the necessary firearm skills, because we do everything from counter-poaching with a firearm to problem animal control, and there's various sizes of problem animals where we have to intervene. So firearm skills are a necessity. Also, walking in the bush, you've got to be able to protect people around you. So that requires a different type of firearm skill.
Yes.
Yeah, you just get in there and learn, and whether you're learning about fixing pumps,
fences,
windmills, fences,
vehicles,
whatever, just nothing is not applicable in a game ranger's daily work.
Okay, so what made you fall in love with nature or work for so many years in the nature environment? Or what kept you going for so many years?
I think it's the love of the wild places, and to see wild expanse of natural habitat, unblemished. I think that is it, what drives me daily to do what I do.
Okay, you are involved on the Imagine Tuskers project. Tell us more about this project and what's your role on this project?
Well, I'm one of the rangers on the ground that see these elephants from time to time. I'm very interested in the home ranges they require, And these magnificent tuskers are, bottom line, when you relate it to the basics of wildlife management, they are an asset. And we got to better understand them, to how to manage them better, utilize the benefits of them, which in Kruger's, you know, the photographic experience, and just understand more about them and, you know, what it, at what age, you know, these guys are growing these big tusks and when do they become noticeable. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's how it happened.
Tell us about your love and knowledge of elephants.
Yeah, well, it's just part and parcel of the Kruger Park.
Yes.
Elephants are such a magnificent animal and they're extremely interesting. And I think, to be very honest, there's always a bit of that fear factor out there. They are enormous, incredibly powerful. And just to be able to work with them in the bush, to be able to approach an elephant close without it becoming aware of you, or if it does become aware of you, to stand your ground if it wants to intimidate you, it's just, yeah, working with them is just exciting.
Right. Okay, so what do you hope to achieve out of this project?
I think learn more. Things are certainly changing in Kruger with the Ellies. If you just go back and you look at the Magnificent Seven, which were very well known, most of them died in the 80s and most of them were 50 plus years old, which means they were born in the 1920s and 1930s. And if you go back to the numbers of elephant in Kruger, you will see that there were almost no elephant in Kruger at that time.
Yes.
So these elephants have come from somewhere and they have this genetic. So today, if you say, well, you know, these elephants are being poached out, they are not being poached out in Kruger. Mm-hmm. And we have that genetic base firmly entrenched in this place. But what it requires to become a tusker is just age.
Yes.
And these elephants don't carry these sort of tusks. Anything that's really impressive, that elephant's probably 45 years upward. So we've got to let them get old, and that means protecting that elephant for 45 years just to reach emerging tusker status. So it's just this whole thing, and we've got to give value to these animals, and there are many ways in to do it responsibly.
Okay. Everything of the best on your quest for Kruger Tusker's Quest.
Thanks, Brooks.
Thanks.
Good to meet you here.
Thanks.